Welcome to a new edition of the Hockey Path here on the ECAC webpage. Thrilled to be joined by George Hunkley, the co-founder of the Hockey Path. George, how did you get involved with this?
So right around COVID, about 5 years ago, myself and another former teammate of mine started doing video review with youth hockey players. Kids were comfortable learning over Zoom. So we figured, why not? We'll break down their games. And it really started to catch like wildfire. We were working with teams, working with younger individuals, giving them something that, you know, they typically weren't seeing, helping to break down their video like you would at the college at the pro level, and quickly turned into beyond video coaching, a mentorship opportunity. We started really to expand and bring in coaches that were currently playing either professionally or playing in college. And that takes us to here.
How much you focus on the women's side of the game, George?
So we have quite a few women's college instructors on our staff. We work with girls from multiple age groups all over the country. We work with some girls' high school programs. We work with one in Minnesota. We work with one in Massachusetts. And the constant feedback we hear is that this is a great experience for young girls, because the unfortunate truth is a lot of them have primarily male coaches growing up. And what we're able to do is present an opportunity for those more relatable mentors, those girls that have made it to the higher levels of the game, and are able to give back in a way that a lot of them were not able to experience growing up.
If I'm a parent, I have my child get involved with your service, what can I expect them to learn?
So part of it's going to be, you know, the hockey IQ side and the development of their game. Hey, here's where you should have been positioned. Here's what you should have done on this play. But I think another part of it is just the organic mentorship that builds. The players that work with younger players, they're going to talk to them about confidence, about, you know, hey, I know you haven't scored in a while. It's not just about getting on the score sheet. You know, it's a long season, all that stuff that can be really hard as, you know, 12, 13, 14 year old player. You can get bogged down. It's long season, you know, maybe coach bench you in a game. And I think being able to hear it from players that, you know, they can go and they can watch play on the weekend. It's just a very relatable experience for those young kids. And again, something that we think about all the time, like, man, this would have been great if I had it.
No, it's a great idea. I love it. Just quick question for you. Can you give us some names of some of the people that are involved with your program right now?
Yeah, of course. Some of the bigger names that are involved, the other co-founder, his name is Colby Cretella. He went to Williams College with me. We have Kenny Johnson, who's currently playing in the ECHL. Tor Linden, who currently is playing overseas in Germany. They're both Penn State alumni. And then Lucas Van Roby, he is heavily involved in our summer programs. We also do like tournaments and camps. He is a Bentley and then UMass Amherst alumni. And he's currently playing in the Sharks organization. So we have quite a few people. It would be tough to name them all. We have some girls that are heavily involved, a lot of girls at Providence. A lot of girls at Yale. Sylvia Bojarski at Yale is involved. So it's really just a great group.
George, congratulations on this starter. I've been really grateful and proud to have you as part of the ECAC. Thank you.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Thank you very much.
The ECAC Hockey Championship returns to Lake Placid, New York this March. Witness the first ever ECAC Hockey Women's Championship in Lake Placid on March 6th and 7th, and the Men's Championship on March 20th and 21st. It happens at the legendary Herb Brooks Arena, the home of miracles.
You believe in miracles? Yes!
Don't miss the battle for the 2026 title and an NCAA bid. Tickets are on sale now at LakePlacidOlympicCenter.com. ECAC Hockey, the educated decision.
Welcome to our maiden voyage on the Hockey Path. I couldn't think of a better person to be involved on our first trip along the Hockey Path than Bella Finnegan. And Bella, nice to talk with you. You're a freshman at Harvard University, actually a first year is what they call them now at Harvard University. Nice to visit with you from the confines of your home in Minnetonka, Minnesota right now.
Yep, thank you for having me.
Let's talk about your path to Harvard and how it actually started. I know your father, Casey, played at West Point. I spoke with his coach, Rob Riley, this morning, actually, about him. So I thought that was a really good way for me to find out a little bit more about the Finnegan family. And I know your hockey voyage actually started in Dubai. How different was that for you?
Yeah, no, it was crazy. It gave me a lot of opportunities, though, that I'm thankful for now. Just being in like a small hockey community, since hockey isn't the normal sport over there. But just being able to play with both of my brothers and my dad as my coach was a great opportunity. So,
Coach Riley told me about your father, and he said he's a perfect West Point man. He was strong, he was industrious, he was hardworking, and he was really proud and loyal. Did you find that when he was coaching you, that those characteristics really resonated with you?
Yeah, definitely. He definitely pushed my brothers and I to be the best hockey player we could. We were all very competitive, but he was also super supportive, and he was always in our corner. So it's great.
When you made the move from Dubai back to the state of Minnesota, the actual state of hockey, how different was it for you to go on the ice after what you'd experienced in Dubai?
Yeah, it was a total big change. When I played overseas, I was like the only girl on the hockey team. So I was surrounded by boys all the time, playing with boys. But when I moved back to the United States, the first team I was on was an all girls team. So it was a crazy change, but it definitely, playing overseas definitely helped me playing back in Minnesota. So it's great.
So I'm a proud ECAC person. I played ECAC. My daughter went to Dartmouth. Full disclosure, my son was at Colgate for 3 years before embarking on a professional hockey career. Why'd you choose Harvard?
I chose Harvard just because I get an opportunity to play Division I hockey, but also I get the chance to play or to go to school at one of the best universities in the world. And I know it's going to give me a lot of opportunities for the future, academic wise, but also hockey wise.
When you get into the dressing room at Harvard and you're with all the other young ladies and you're focusing in on what you want to try to accomplish practice to practice, game to game, there's so many different messages. There's so many different paths that people took to get there. Mm-hmm. How much did they talk about your path?
I mean, it definitely got brought up in the beginning a lot because nobody knew. I forget that, like, I don't tell people. So when I was first telling my teammates, like, everyone thought it was crazy because it's just so abnormal. I mean, I lived overseas for 10 years and I played hockey like almost all of those years. So it's just crazy to see like where everyone's came from. But mine did get brought up in the beginning a little bit. So
we talked about your dad, Casey, and his prowess on the hockey rink at West Point. I could tell you, I coached a lot of games there. Not when Casey was playing, I'm a little bit older, but what I can tell you is the rink is just spectacular. And you almost need a box lunch to go from one end to the other. But I also know that your mom was a tremendous athlete at the Point as well. And she was a great swimmer and a lacrosse player.
Yeah.
How much did you learn from your mom about what it takes to be competitive in Division I?
I learned a lot from her. Both my parents, honestly, like, they know what it's like being a student athlete at a super intense university. But them knowing how, like, going through college sports, knowing how competitive and how stressful it can get at times has been amazing, because they are so supportive when it does get hard, because I know both of them have gone through that.
Billy, we talked about your path, Dubai to Minnetonka, back to Cambridge, Massachusetts. The path even gets a little bit more windy. You're about to go over to Belfast, Northern Ireland for the big tournament over there, the Friendship Four. I'm going to be there. I've been part of it the last 3 years on the men's side. This is the first time we're going to have the women playing. Tell us about that part of the hockey path.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I'm so happy our team is getting that opportunity to go over there. It's going to be crazy, the time change and all that. I'm so excited for my teammates to get to experience like going overseas. But I'm super excited to go over there right after the break.
I know a big part of your growth in Dubai was you guys would go play a lot of games in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any friends that you've contacted maybe in the continent in Europe to maybe come watch you play up in Belfast?
Yeah, some of my hockey teammates, most of them moved back over to Canada, the United States. But I have some classmates that live in Ireland now. So I'm going to see if they can come over, but we'll see.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
What do you think's been the most, let's say, difficult part of your hockey path?
I would say just I had to learn how to adapt a lot just because overseas I played with the boys and every tournament we had was full hitting and full checking. So I had to learn how to play that physicality aspect really early on in my career, as well as the faster pace with the boys. But that's only helped me coming back playing with the girls. But I would say the hardest part was just learning how to adapt. There was not a ton of ice available overseas. Mm-hmm. So just getting every opportunity we could to skate over there was great. And then now obviously coming back here, there's endless opportunities to get on the ice, but just learning how to adapt was pretty difficult at the start.
So I'm going to let you play the role of Kris Kringle, Santa Claus. What's the one gift you want to give to your Harvard teammates going into 2026?
I one gift I would give is to have as most success as we can overseas when we go to Belfast, but just to end the season, to have a great rest of the season and end on a high note.
Bella, I couldn't think of a better person to have on our maiden voyage for the Hockey Path. Thank you so much for joining us. I look forward to seeing you over in Northern Ireland. I think I'm going to see you in Dublin as well when you guys land. So I'm looking forward to that. And all the best in 2026 to you and all the Crimson. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.